All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Brooklyn Boxing Podcast. I am joined by Alvina White, first podcast in Austria. Thanks for joining today.
That's right. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, excited to have you on. And, you know, it's been an elusive get for me. I've been excited to try to get you on the podcast, and I thought it was only appropriate after your last post on Instagram, right? You said you like your favorite part about the fight game is making people miss and making them pay. I was kind of curious about that that style. Is that something you always enjoy doing the defensive aspect of the game?
Yeah, that's the part that always came natural to me first. I did have always the aggression and like moving forward, but I always loved it when I slipped it and countered it. So I just fell in love with that. And I would say my instinct is pretty good with moving my head. And since I work with Buddy, that just got better. So I really enjoy the part of really using also the defense as your offense.
Yeah. And talk to me a little bit about, I'm curious about the relationship with Buddy McGirt. Obviously, you know, in the boxing world, a huge name and a great trainer. Did you start working with him pretty early on when you came to the States? Or is that only when you went out west?
When I went out west, at first, when I came out to New York, I wasn't really working with no trainer. I was just kind of like observing, I would say, you know, when you come as a young girl, I was a young naive girl. And I was like, I was just taking my time first to really understand boxing and the professional game. And there was really no one where I was like, yeah, that's the man or that's the woman who will really teach me and show me how this game works. So then, you know, as life goes on and things happen, then I guess it was my destiny. So I came out to the West Coast, and like two and a half months later, I saw Buddy in a gym, and I didn't know who he really was. I saw him training Sergio Lipinets at the time, and I was listening from the other corner always as I was training myself with no other trainer. And I was just listening to those two and him giving instructions to Sergey, and everything he said was so important that it made sense to me. So I was like, this is the man. And after like 3-4 months coming to the gym in and out, working hard, he saw that I really wanted, and I basically told him, you're going to be my trainer. And, you know, I chose him, and I never, you know, yeah, I was pretty stubborn. I still am when it comes to that. It's like, he's the one. And yeah, since my first pro fight, pretty much he's my coach. Unfortunately, because of all the COVID situation, I haven't been in LA now for almost a year since it all started. So I basically, you know, just watch videos and train myself meanwhile. And before my fight, we had conversations about what to do, and he just guides me through. And yeah, I the basic that he taught me so far, and you know, it's still so much to learn. But till you get the basics down and really get sharp in those little things, it takes time. So I work on that by myself for now. And I'll be back in LA in a month. So I'll be a stubborn student again.
And is that going back to LA in a month, is that kind of to put the finishing touches on camp? Are you currently in a fight camp right now?
Yeah, so we're planning to do something end of February, hopefully, if everything goes through like it should. So, but like I said, it's been, you know, I had another date 3 months ago, and, you know, it got canceled last minute. So hopefully if this world starts to become a better place slowly, it will fight in a month, latest in two. So I'm honestly always in camp. Like I just keep it rolling as much as I can. But of course, the closer you get and you have a date, it gets more serious. But I just always try and keep up the work and be a good student of the game.
Definitely. And in terms of the location of the fight, is that really to be determined as well? It could be in the States, maybe it could be in Europe.
Yeah, it could be in the States, definitely. That's what I'm planning at the moment. So right now we're looking what's out there. And it's also going to be definitely a better opponent, you know. So all these warm-up fights, I think, you know, I understood now what I had to understand, and now it's time for me to step up. And yeah, by end of this year, I want to be ranked one of the top 10 girls in the world. So I don't want to waste no time on waiting. So I feel ready. And, you know, it's been for me a long time coming. So it's now slowly I'm ready to really get that.
Yeah, definitely. I think you know, you saying it's been a long time coming. I'm curious, if it also has gone fast in a weird way, because I know you came over from Austria to New York. And then talk to me a little bit about just being in New York, kind of where your head was at there. And then going to LA, of course, meeting Buddy McGirt. Obviously, things have started to align for you in terms of your pro career, and now you're really starting to take off. So,
So, I mean, for me, as weird as it maybe sounds, it was in my heart, I felt before I made the step to move to the States by myself without knowing anyone, I know that's the step to go, and my heart is going to lead me where I need to be. New York was a very important part into learning about people, I would say, people in the business, just learning how it works, you know. So it was more of a warm up for what I actually, you know, have to take care of in future. So New York was a great time for me personally, living in the city. It felt great. I made great connection that I call family now that helped me in so many aspects in life. So that was an important part for me. That was an important step. And then going to the West Coast, it also just aligned. And, you know, if I hadn't been in New York, I wouldn't be in LA. So I was in New York, right place, right time. I met someone and who explained then to me the pro game and how it all, because before I came to New York, in Europe, you think, oh, New York is still the capital of professional boxing. You know, that's what we fought over here. Or what I fought as a little girl, you know, watching Muhammad Ali, Madison Square Garden or whatever. So that was my vision where I'm going to be, right? But then you learn, okay, there's LA, you got great trainers, great camp, great fighters. You have Las Vegas. So there's lots going on in the West Coast, the entertainment business in general. So then I made the step there too. And you know, you go and you learn. And I learned a lot. So it all happened how it was supposed to happen. But back to your question, if it went fast, if you look back now, you're like, oh man, yeah, it does go by fast. So definitely. But also I think if you are aligned with your way, you know, it also, there's time for everything, because sometimes I feel, you know, I'm 26 years old now. I should be champion now already, but I feel like the time is going to be there and we all have our time, you know, but I feel now it's coming closer and closer when my time is going to come. It's still going to take 2-3 years to be on top of the mountain where I see myself to be. But it's all the way.
Yeah. And no worries. But yeah, kind of leading into my next question is, you know, it seems like obviously you're very firm on self-belief and you know, posting different quotes on Instagram and stuff, motivational stuff. But I did notice also a tattoo you have, I believe it says, you know, my own mind is my very own church. And I was kind of curious if that's, you know, is that right into boxing? Is that just kind of your life mantra, like that self-belief within the fight game, or that inner peace you're able to find in the ring? And how does that kind of relate to fighting and life in general? I was curious.
I mean, for me, boxing and life, you know, that's comes all very close. What I learned in life, I use in boxing. The discipline I have in boxing and the wisdom I get out of boxing, I use in life as well. So it goes kind of hand in hand, right? But with my own mind is my very own church, it goes in many ways. Sorry, my phone, of course. I do believe, I'm a strong believer in God. I'm very religious in a spiritual way, you know, and I just have a deeper connection with something that we cannot see, but it's in all of us, what I believe. And that always gives me the strength and the courage to do those things in life I really want to do, like stepping into the ring, like moving on another continent, like trusting into something that's not visible. So,
And in your career, in terms of your aspirations, your goals within boxing, obviously you want to become a champion, but what else is your your future aspiration? Is it about leaving a legacy? Is it about making a mark as a, as in women's boxing or just boxing as a whole? Like, what are, I guess, when you're looking down 10, 15 years from now, what do you want to leave behind in the sport?
When I look at myself as a fighter, I absolutely want to be a complete fighter that understands boxing and the sweet science, you know, and not like, wow, she's a girl, she can fight. I feel like we already moved on from that. You know, we're in a time like, yeah, we all know women can fight too and have skills. So I definitely want to be a complete fighter when it comes to, you know, just all the aspects of the game. And that's a lot of work and takes a lot of time. So I want to be remembered as that, as a really complete fighter. And I do want to have a Hall of Fame career. You know, I don't want to just be champion. I also want to defend my titles. And I want to do this in a healthy way as well and be in there for another 10 years minimum. So, and also as you come to a point when you grow as a fighter, like let's say another 10 fights for me, then I have 16 fights, and then I should really start to step into all my skill sets, because it's really hard to do those things in a fight that you can do in a gym. It's two different pair of shoe sizes, you know, it's not going to fit immediately. It's going to take, it's a process. So I really want to, every time I fight, it's so important for me to improve and showcase my skill set in a way where people, like, they're going to buy my ticket because they want to see me fight. Yeah. And I also want to be a woman that makes money with fighting, because it's also about that time that we females make money fighting, and good money. I don't want to work another job anymore. I don't say I don't like to work, but this is my work, right? This is my life's work as well. So we, and so many women out there as well. So we will get paid the money, and people are going to buy my ticket because my skill set is amazing. And it's going to be amazing because I work hard for it. And I'm very grateful for all the talent God has given me. And, you know, all I can do is work hard for it and then put it together. But also I want to be remembered as someone that inspires people to follow their heart. And no matter how hard it is and how often you fall on your face, not to stop really believing and keep going. Because believe me, I had moments where I'm like, what am I doing here? You know, it's like, you know, I got money to have a slice of pizza in New York or something. So I really was at those points in my life. But it's also always, but then, you know, you are in the moment and you're like, shit, you know, what am I doing? But then all of a sudden, you know, a week or two later, something happens and, you know, a great person comes into your life and helps you or sponsors you, and it guides you to the next way. So I believe if you keep on working hard and grinding and chin down, if when it really goes, when the going gets tough, you just got to keep going and it will get better. So I'm really a true believer in that. And also without those hard times build character of a person. So I'm proud of that, that it doesn't matter what could happen in my life, I would find a way to get out of it and find something positive with it. So I want to inspire people, be inspiration for the next generation, also, you know, just people around me, and be a good person, of course. And then later on, use my resources to help, yeah, where help is needed.
And that willpower outside of the ring, you know, you're touching on how, you know, you could bring that into the ring in terms of you can overcome adversity that other fighters can't, right? In terms of the mental side of things, if you're ever in a war, or you're battling a tough round or something like that, you can pull on those experiences and draw from that. And I'm sure that makes you feel confident as, you know, someone moving forward in your career, that there's no obstacle on the mental side that, you know, you can't deal with.
Well, honestly, I can't wait for that moment where it's like, all right, this girl is rough, so let's go. I really cannot wait for this moment, and it's going to come. There's so many great, tough girls out there, and, you know, it's going to get down sooner or later. So I'm visualizing it already. So it's going to, how much blood, it does not matter. I will not stop.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was talking with, I think, a mutual friend of our, Michael Olajide. Done some podcasts.
Awesome. What a legend.
yes, a legend, definitely. And we've done some podcast stuff together, and he's an awesome guy. But I was talking to him a little bit about you. I mentioned that I was going to be doing an interview, and the first thing he said was, man, she's so tough, and she's a real fighter. You know, she can punch, and she's going to do big things, and an awesome person. And You know, I just wanted to mention that because that is something that is so exciting to hear, especially from a guy like Michael Olajide, who's really done it all in the sport, a Hall of Famer. And, you know, he's giving you that praise of someone that, you know, he knows he can see it in you that, you know, you're a grinder and you're going to do big things and you can bring the fight too. I know you said that you enjoy a fight. It's not only being the elusive and skill set, but if you need to, you know, you enjoy that side of the sport as well, right? Really grinding it out and letting it go.
Yeah, that burning desire is definitely in me to have that as well. But yeah, Michael, just a quick word on him. I mean, he is just and superhuman to me. You know, he's so inspiring what he still does on a daily basis, and he doesn't need to. His age, I mean, he's amazing. So props to Michael, and I learned so much from him too, and he's such a great human being. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Elvina, thanks so much for the time. I know I can't wait to, you know, follow what is next for you in terms of your fight announcement. Please let me know so I can help spread the word and wherever it's streaming and everything.
You know, as soon as public is allowed again and I'm back in the States, you should definitely come and sit ringside and watch.
Most definitely. I'd love to. So thanks so much. Please, if you know, you want to give a quick shout out to the people watching where they can check you out on Instagram or whatever sort of social media you got out there.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you guys for tuning in. You can check me out on my Instagram. It's Elvina White, ElvinaWhita. I hope I spelled my name right. But yeah, that's where you can follow me on Instagram, and I'll be posting whatever goes on in my world on there. So make sure you tune in, say hi. I love to respond and talk with people as well. And let me know what you think about women's boxing and where do you see, what would you like from women's boxing? How would you like to see to be in the future? More fights, more promoters promoting it. So let's spread the world and let's make stuff happen. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.